welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. What a gorgeous day we've had.
Oh yeah, compared to last week, it's been so nice. Temperatures have been nice, it's been sunny, just been beautiful.
It is beautiful and I am loving it.
Yeah, the last two markets we did both Friday and Saturday, the weather couldn't have been better.
Not at all. And one of the things that we thought we would share with you, our listeners, today is what it takes to prepare for two markets back to back and what our Thursday now looks like. Used to be Friday, but now that we're doing a Friday market, it's Thursday.
Yeah, so yeah, we've backed up everything and now we have a little experience under our belt. So I think we did better this week than we did the week before.
Absolutely. It felt a lot better.
I mean,
this
we're
week.
Professionals here.
That's right. So Thursday, so backing up just a minute, we are working toward business things every day, really.
Mm-hmm. We really are. And, you know, we're both I'm not quite retired, about a month now, but you are officially retired.
I am.
And I'm working toward that. I'm not working right now, just waiting to retire.
But working on the farm.
But working on the farm. And it is, right now, is about a 7-day-a-week job.
And we are trying to take some time off.
Yeah, we're trying to honor that because we want to do that and we believe that that's healthy. And that's our intention, but it seems like every week, you know, right now, this is peak season, though.
It is peak season, and the vegetables are coming on strong in the garden.
Finally.
And you really have to get to those when they're ready.
Yeah, we have perishable food, and when it's ready, you either get it or you lose it.
Exactly. So we are every day doing something toward that, whether it's a harvest or going to pick up supplies, ordering supplies, taking inventory. Really, there's always something going on that we're doing. But Thursday is our primary preparation day. And it starts early in the morning. And we both kind of have our assigned tasks.
Yeah, and we're starting to get into a groove and a routine with that. For the last several years, I have been the one that's been here mostly on the day before market and did the majority of the prep. You did what you could before you went to work. And then when you came home from work, you did ingredients and all that kind of thing. But now you're here to help.
I am. And I'm loving that.
I love it too. So I can do some of the other fun things like, you know, find things to get into trouble.
And, oh no.
Yeah. Come up with some of those creative ideas that I have, that I want to implement.
It's a little bit scary.
Yeah. No, it's not really. But so yeah, it's, but now that we've added another market, there's no way we could have added one more market with just with what we'd been doing before. No way.
No, not at all. So tell us what your day looks like. We'll describe for our listeners what each of our day looks like on Thursday before back-to-back markets.
Okay. So, well, really, every day we started last Sunday, the day after market, doing inventory on what we needed. And then Sunday, we had a reunion to go to. And so before that, I made a batch of balms and you were doing something toward market. You were prepping vegetables that needed to be used.
That and probably the bookwork. I tend to do the bookwork.
Yeah,
on
you
Sundays.
Do not want me doing the bookwork. That would be a scary thing. So yeah, actually it started on Sunday, the day after market, but on Thursday, our big day, usually I start out pretty early. I've been trying to go out early, usually by 7:15, 7:30. Of course, I have to have coffee first.
Well, of course. I mean, let's not be ridiculous.
I mean, I'm retired or almost. Right. And so, you know, you do have to have a little coffee. And so after that, go out and start some harvest and packaging. And surprisingly, that takes a really long time. And then typically in that time, we make a connection with our grower, Martha. And she's the one that grows the fantastic potatoes. And this week she had gorgeous carrots. Mm-hmm. Those were unbelievable. They were nice and straight. And oh my gosh, they were so beautiful.
Almost didn't take those to market.
They almost didn't. We really debated about, are we going to buy those ourselves or not? I mean, we came real close to doing that. But so we make a connection with her because she harvests usually that day. And so go pick up her produce or make an arrangement to meet her at the farm. And it's pretty much, for me, it's harvest, package. And now that we have two markets, I'm harvesting for Casey on Thursday. And then when we get home from KZ on Friday, go out and harvest for Charleston for Saturday's market.
Right. And I believe when you harvest, you pick one thing at a time.
Yeah, I do.
So you'll do like all the peppers and then all the tomatoes.
Right.
And
yep. So yeah, usually, and I kind of have the same system. I usually start with eggplant, cherry tomato. I don't know why, you know, you kind of are a creature of habit. And so I always kind of go in the same order, not intentionally, but it just kind of works that way. And usually tomatoes are last because when they get packed for market, they're fragile. And anything that has to go in the refrigerator, I usually harvest that first. Cucumbers, peppers, eggplant, those sorts of things. So
you have those all packaged and ready to go, loaded into produce lugs and ready for the truck.
Yep. And most of that does not get loaded until we go to market.
Right.
Early in the morning.
And while you're doing that, my responsibility is for the scones. And that has become quite the production.
Oh my goodness.
Because
yeah.
Because we are doing scones for both markets. We do bake those fresh in the morning of the market. So we have to be prepared. Because we move very quickly.
We do.
When we start the ovens and start baking.
We're kind of like machines now.
We are.
We kind of just. Yeah.
So at some point during the week, based on customer requests or what sounds interesting or, you know, what kinds of ingredients I have, I will choose the flavors and choose which ones will go to which market. And that will tell me then what quantity I need of each. And then I begin printing labels and trying to...
And that's a big job right there.
Yeah, that takes a lot because we have the front label, the back label with the ingredient list, and the date closure label that also describes the cottage food regulations that are involved. And so I'll get all of those printed and count out the bags. Our bags have an insert, so we go through and label them all.
And they have to all be folded. All the inserts are flat when we get them, so they all have to be folded.
So we fold those and sort them by flavor and which market they're going to. And then, after the bags are all ready, I begin measuring ingredients, all of the dry ingredients and the either fruit, nuts, chips like chocolate chips, cinnamon chip, all of those are pre-measured so that on the morning of baking, that goes even quicker. And the other very important ingredient is butter. And I get butter out of the freezer and into the refrigerator so that it's cold but not frozen, because cutting frozen butter is not fun. And we are up to about 5 pounds of butter that we run through every week now.
Yeah, it is really
it's
increased.
A beautiful stack of butter.
Yeah, it is a lot of butter, and people would see that. But How many, do you have any idea how many scones you made just this week? You made a lot.
I think I made about 310.
Yeah. And those are all handmade.
Right.
Two early mornings. One morning we get up at 4:30, which we may have to back that up because our sales have already increased in scones.
Absolutely. And we're going to have to, we're going to have to make more for Casey so we don't run out.
Right. We don't want to run out. And then we get up again at 3:30 for the Charleston market and do this whole process all over again.
One thing that has been nice is that we can prep ingredients. At least I can. You're doing a second picking on Friday.
I have to do a second harvest.
But I can do all of those scone bags and all the ingredients all at one time. So I don't have to come home on Friday and do that again.
And in between all of that, especially when I'm harvesting, I do all the marketing.
Right.
So I will try to post, like, you know, if I've harvested something that's extra beautiful or, you know, a certain kind of tomato or something, you know, I love to look at the food that, especially we have all this colorful food right now. It's just so beautiful. But I'll try to get a picture of something that I've just harvested and post that on all the social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And so to keep people interested in what we're harvesting and what we're bringing. So I do that through this whole process too.
Right.
And, you know, I'll come in and if you're doing something that is, you know, if you've got something that you want posted, we take care of that. So it is keeping us hopping right now.
It absolutely is. And we load the truck.
Oh yeah. And then we load the truck.
So we have all of our tents and the weights for the tent. And
and this week we picked corn. We went and picked corn. And so we had all that to load in the truck. The truck was really, really loaded.
It was like a game of Tetris.
We were trying to figure out if we had to take a second vehicle this week because we had so much. But we got it all worked out.
We did.
It all made it to market and it was okay. So
we did. So there it is. Your behind the scenes look at what it takes to prepare for a farmer's market or two.
And let's just say that we love it. But
oh, yes.
It is a lot of work.
It is.
But work that I love.
Me too.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.